dear friend. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to Faith FM. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is the program where we respond to difficult questions concerning God, faith, contemporary religion, and the Bible. Dear friend, you have tuned into the right station. This is Faith FM, positively different. Oh, friend, you are listening to Fabiano Nyomhuru. And here in the studio, I have my co-host, Philip Power. And soon I'm going to introduce him. And my friend, wherever you're listening from, what a beautiful time that we are living in. You know, we are closing the year and transitioning into another year. Wow, time seemed to go very fast. Isn't that right, Fine?
That's right, sir.
Yeah, so how have you been, my friend?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm just grateful for the year that has passed.
Praise God.
As we anticipate the new year coming in, I'm just looking forward to the challenges ahead, but also thankful for the faithfulness of God and how faithful He has been to us throughout this year.
Wow, praise God. It's truly been quite an interesting year. Obviously, there's been a lot of political turmoil. There's been terrible things happening across the world, especially in the eastern side of this world. And but nevertheless, I do believe that there were many other wonderful things happening throughout this year as well. What an interesting thing is, hey, like being at the end of the year and on the verge of another year, and I can only imagine people are already thinking, planning, and anticipating some great, wonderful things to happen in the new year. Yeah. What are some of the things that you are looking forward to as you think about the new year, the new possibilities, a reset? What are some of the things that you'd like to see in the new year? Or what are some of the things that you're looking forward to? So you can answer either of those.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, traveling, because we'll be traveling.
Yes, correct.
And we don't usually travel for holidays. We travel for mission trips. So,
that's right.
Yeah, we'll be going overseas looking forward to that and just keeping that in prayer because, new culture and new country as well.
Wow.
Over in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
And we know it's going to be summer over there as well. So we're looking forward to the hot weather, but also just to be a blessing to the people in the community there. And to learn, because oftentimes when you go on things like this, you think I'm going to teach them, but when you go there, they teach you. Mm. And so it's very humbling. I'm looking forward to that. And just wherever the Lord would have us to be this coming year. Things may be uncertain. I don't know about yourself, but when it comes to New Year's, some people they move locations. Some of them, they get a new job somewhere else, or you're probably even transitioning from high school to university, and you've never, you're probably the first one in your family, or you're becoming more independent. It can be a very uncertain time, but through it all, once again, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths.
Amen, amen. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, isn't
it? Amen, that's right.
Praise God. And so it is quite exciting, honestly, when you get to the end of the year, because you start thinking about certain things that you would like to correct, certain behavioral patterns that you like to change. When I think of a new year, I think of new possibilities as well.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting. Yeah. So we're on the verge of a new year, 2024. We are about to leave it behind and transition into 2025.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Now, friends, if you've missed any presentation, programs, or even if you wanted to find out what the previous song that I had just played, what it was, you can always jump onto faithfm.com.au or even if you have the Faith FM app, you'll be able to just at least find out what the previous program was, and so you can maybe save that and replay that in the future or when you get an opportunity. So I highly recommend getting the Faith FM app, and also while we are on the air, now, we like to interact with people. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, this time when you're listening to this program, we won't be live. But nevertheless, you will still need the number, 0488-808-11. You will need that number to claim the free giveaway. So keep that number. As we now move forward into today's topic, I just want to inform you that throughout this week, we've been covering the following theme, New Year's resolutions. Mm. For today in particular, we have the following title, A Better Spiritual Life. Is it possible? And so we want to explore that and see what the Bible has to say. Fina is going to lead us in our study, A Better Spiritual Life. It could be that maybe you are wanting to recalibrate and refocus and revive your spiritual life in the new year. Mm-hmm. It could be that in this year, 2024, you've noticed that you were backsliding or it could just be that you've been growing and you just want to take another step forward. So yeah, the theme has been New Year's resolutions, and I highly recommend that you listen in, especially in this presentation. It's going to be a very good one. We'll be delving into the Bible and looking at some of the things that you should probably consider. Mm-hmm. But before we go any further, once again, let's just, like we normally do, just look at what's happening around the world and see what we can share that may be of an interest to you. So here I'm looking at crosswalk.com, a news outlet. A Christian news outlet. There is an article here published on December the 4th by Michael Faust. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. The headline says, YouVersion reveals 2024's most popular verse and says people are seeking God. Mm. That's good. That's good news.
Yeah.
And so the popular ministry YouVersion, some of you have heard of it. You probably have the app. Said it experienced a major growth worldwide on its Bible apps in 2024 as users displayed an increased hunger for God's word and use it its prayer features in record numbers. So YouVersion also received its most engaged verse of the year, created by Laugh.Church. YouVersion offers several free apps and, feel free to explore it. While you're exploring that, I've got other wonderful apps, by the way, that I highly suggest. There's an app called cyberschool.com, and it's a wonderful app that I highly recommend. If you're interested in Bible studies, or at least daily devotionals. Yeah, so please do check that one out as well. It's a great resource. Yeah, so just even if you just Google Sabbath School or you go to your Apple Store or Google Play Store and just search for Sabbath School, you find that to be very good as well. So continuing with the article, in 2024, YouVersion experienced an average of 11.2 million new device installs per month. That is huge. Mm. With about 14 million users engaging in the Bible each day. It was a record year for app installs and daily use, YouVersion said. Its fastest growth was in Central Africa, Eastern Africa, and Latin America. And I have no doubt that most people in the West were already using it anyway. There are some interesting statistics that they share. I highly recommend that you check out this article in your own time when you have a chance. And so, yeah. And then now we come to the verse of the year. All right. The verse of the year. Hmm. So this Bible verse experienced the highest level of engagement and is the YouVersion verse of the year. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, which says, do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. What a verse, right? Quite a reminder. And knowing that 2024 was truly a tumultuous year, cost of living going up, seeing what was happening in the U.S. with the election and looking at what's once again transpiring there in the Middle East, things just getting worse and worse with wars over there. Uncertain times that we're living, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is quite a powerful verse Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It may be that maybe this is the verse that you really want to kickstart your year with. But hey, once again, let's come to my good friend here, Pastor Fine Power. Let's hear some words of wisdom from him. As you reflect on this article, Fine, and you know what the YouVersion ministry has discovered as they look back on 2024. Do you say on 2024 or in 2024? Yeah. I don't know.
In 2024.
What are your reflections on this? What are some of the thoughts that you have?
Well, the first thought that came to my mind was, especially when you read the title, that it's the most popular verse, but it says people are seeking God. The first thing I thought of was Luke 19 verse 10, where the Bible says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost."
Amen.
And what I understand about that is, friends, though we're living in a time where people are seeking God, they're seeking God is because God first sought them.
Amen. Wow.
And I love that because, you know, you remember, if you're a Christian, if not, you don't know much about the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 3, it talks about the fall of humanity.
Right.
And Adam and Eve, when Adam and Eve, when they fell, the Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 3 that God came looking for them.
Right.
But they went running from him. And this is just as powerful as the one that I just mentioned, that there are people who are seeking God because they recognize God is seeking them. But how about this, that God is even seeking those who actually are not seeking him?
Wow. That's amazing.
The God we serve, hey, he's just, you know, when I meditate upon on the character of God, I'm just amazed because, like, I reflect on my life and I'm like, if someone is running away from me, hey, keep running. that's the human nature, right?
Yeah,
but when God comes in your life, even when they disown you or they say things bad about you, you still seek them because you've experienced God seeking you. And when he found you, just like that sheep in Luke chapter 15, where it talks about how he put it on his shoulders and he called his neighbors together and they rejoiced.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, God is a God who seeks the lost. But when he seeks you and he finds you, you cannot but do nothing else but seek those who are lost as well. And so that's the first point that I wanted to make about that article, because I'm just grateful that, you know, we're told in Jeremiah 29:13, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And so, you know, the thing is, God, you know, I love this, is that God never calls us to do something that he has not done himself.
Ooh,
I think it'd be very, like, hypocritical for God to say, hey, look, seek me with all your heart, but I'm not going to seek you. It's because when Jesus came to this earth, when he was incarnated as a man, and when he sought humanity, he gave it his all. And the thing is, he never expects of us that which he has not done himself.
Wow.
Second point.
Brother, this is it. Keep going. Yes.
In regards to the verse that you were mentioning, I didn't think that would be I thought John 3:16,
yes,
Matthew 6:33, seek you first the kingdom of God. I was amazed that was the most popular one on the YouVersion app.
Philippians 4:6, isn't it?
Powerful. And I chuckled a little bit just because when if you didn't know, Paul, he was a persecutor of Christians in the New Testament, and he became a follower of Christ, and God turned him from persecutor of the church to an apostle. And most of the New Testament was written by Paul, but the book of Philippians, or the letter to the Philippians in Eastern Europe there, it was written in a prison. And so, like, when you read that verse, I'm picturing a man in his old age, and he's writing from a prison, and he's writing to the church in Philippi, and he's telling them, be anxious for nothing.
Right. Right.
And yeah. In my head, I'm picturing this guy should be anxious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's not anxious. He's telling them, don't be anxious.
Wow.
And it makes you wonder, how can a man in such a state say to others or encourage others when he needs encouragement? And many of us may find ourselves in the circumstance, because when we come to the festive season or even when we come to the new year, I have to confess that there are people who actually are doing it tough where they actually don't have family. And so as much as it is a bright time for many, for others, it's a very isolated time and it's a very negative experience that they have. But if you are in that situation, I want to encourage you, just like Paul, that may you make this Bible verse your prayer and your experience. Be anxious for nothing.
And
it goes on to say, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God. And I believe that Paul, one of the reasons why he could not be anxious in that moment is because he knew that that is where God called him to be.
Wow.
And so if God calls you to be in a prison, hey, Paul didn't care. He's going to preach the gospel anyway. But the thing is that there are many things that may, evoke anxiety, in the world that we live in. But friends, the way that you can cast all your care, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your care, all your anxiety, all your burdens, cast it upon Jesus because he cares for you. And leave it there. Leave it there.
Yes. Friend. Leave it there. 2024, leave all your baggage behind and step in the new year with Jesus. And before we, just kind of close this little segment off and, kind of transition, it's quite interesting because in the same article, it actually says that last year's verse, that is 2023, was Isaiah 41:10, which says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. And it was the same verse of the year in 2020 and 2022.
Wow.
Friend, you can see that there is a link between this these three verses, these two verses. Number one is that be at peace. It reminds me of Isaiah 26:1, which says, hold on.
Verse 3.
I'm trying to remember how it starts again.
That you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon you.
Amen.
Because he trusts in you.
In you. That's right. Yeah. What a beautiful verse. Hey, and you can see that truly in all these verses, God is speaking to the people and the people are responding and they're connecting with the message of being at peace and resting in God and having their minds, stayed on God.
Amen.
And, simply because they trust in God. And truly, when things are breaking and things are falling apart, the only one whom you can cling on to, the only one that is left that will always be there is God. Oh, friends, I wish we could go on, this theme. Maybe this should have been the theme of the week, but hey, we've got something more for you. But let's just have a short word of prayer, and then we'll transition now into today's topic, friends. And that today's topic is a better spiritual life. Is it possible? So as we speak under the theme New Year's Resolution, let us pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for how you have led and guided. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. And I pray that you may give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, regardless of the circumstances we may find ourselves, regardless of what this year has been. As we step in the new year, help us, Father, to leave all the baggage behind and start a new walk with you. And if this year has been a great one, help us, Father, now to once again come up higher unto the higher ground. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our friends, dear friend, who's listening at the end of the of the line, I just want to let you know that we do have a free giveaway, and I'll let you know how to get your free giveaway. It's a beautiful book by David Marshall, Whole Person Health, and so I'll let you know more about that. But just once again, remember, you need the number 0488-808-11. That is the number 0488 80811. Mm-hmm. So keep that number because you need that to claim your free giveaway. Now, we're just going to come to a short break and we'll be right back shortly. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms He'll take and shield you. You will find a solace there. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Everything to God in prayer. Everything to God in prayer.
That was Chris Rice. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a beautiful item. Thank you once again for tuning in. You are listening to Faith FM Drive Time. Big Q&A with Fabiano Nyonghu and Fine. And this is his last name.
Power!
That's right, that's right. Our theme for this week has been New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. And today we are addressing the topic, a better spiritual life, is it possible? You know, I was just thinking about the fact that 11.2 million new devices installing the YouVersion app, and I was like, praise God.
Per month, yeah.
Yeah, per month. And I'm thinking, you know what? There's another app.
Talk which, about it,
which people should also be installing, you know?
Yeah.
And this is the app Faith FM.
Oh, yes.
Oh, friends, let that be your new app on your new device. You know, the Faith FM app is it cannot be matched with any other app. It provides content, you know, on all kinds of topics to enrich your spiritual life, your family life, your individual walk with God, and you can do more with Faith FM. So, hey, if you haven't, please install it and then, you know, shoot us a message on 0488-808-11. Mm-hmm. So let's come into today's topic, and that is a better spiritual life. Is it possible? So I know that we only have a short time, so I'm not going to interrupt you as much. So please, you know, help us understand, you know, give us, you know, a biblical perspective and an answer on this. A better spiritual life, is it possible?
Thank you, Fabiano. I want to begin with the definition because we, you know, our theme this week is about New Year's resolutions. But we're touching specifically on a better spiritual life, whether that is possible. And so when I looked up in the dictionary what resolution means, it means a firm decision to do or notice or not to do something. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it's a firm decision either to do something or a firm decision to not do something. And then it says it's the quality of being determined or resolute.
Wow.
And when I read that definition, the first thing that came to my mind was this this picture I saw, and it was a sports game. I believe it was like a baseball game, or and these fans, these diehard fans, they're sitting in the stand, and they have all ice over them, and they were covered in snow, like literally up to their chest. And they're watching on, and my friend sent me this, and he's like, "Man, if only church people had this type of resolve, we would see the finished work. We would see the work finished." Mm. But the thing is, the reason why I kind of appeal to that is because these people, they were resolute, they were determined. Oh, yeah. I paid for this ticket. I'm going to sit in this seat even if there's a blizzard. I'm going to watch.
Wow!
And so you find that these people, they were determined and they were resolved. They made a decision to do something, and nothing could deter them from doing what they came to do. And so, you know, when it comes to a new year, you know, it's typically seen as a brand new start for some people, a new chapter in life, an opportunity to incorporate new and healthy habits and behaviors into our lives. Mm-hmm. And I looked up online, and some of the common New Year's resolution are like to have more of a balance with work and family, or to be more diligent at work, or to rest more and not to overwork yourself. Some were to spend more time with your children, or with your parents who may be aging, or with your siblings who you may not have spoken with for a while. For others, for younger people, like stop drinking or stop clubbing, or you know, quit vaping or smoking. Crazy, hey, I was at the petrol station, Fabiana, and this man in front of me got a cigarette, and and when he got it, I looked up on the screen and I said $89.
Oh no.
And I looked around and I was like, what? $89?
That is a lot of money.
You can spend that. You can get some shopping from with that one packet, but you're gonna take that stuff and kill yourself. Anyways, that's a side issue. Yes. But your resolution this year may be to quit vaping or to quit smoking, and use that money more wisely. For others, it may be to save more money or to manage money more wisely, or to learn a new skill or unlearn an old skill.
Oh yeah.
But the one that kept popping up, which is the one that is the most common, is I want to exercise more and eat more healthily and lose weight.
Okay.
That's the main one. That's the major one. And the thing is this, Fabiana, what did you notice about many of those resolutions that I mentioned?
It's all to do with, it's centering on self-helping, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. You're right. So they all dealt with like the physical aspect of life.
Correct.
And a vast majority of New Year's resolutions, they kind of take that form. But the thing is, have you ever thought maybe a new resolution for this new year would be to, instead of physical things, which have their place, that the new year is also an opportunity to create new commitments that will improve your spirituality?
Wow.
And this is where I want to go back to the Bible. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, verse 9, the Bible says there that Paul is writing to Timothy and he says, bodily exercise profits little.
Wow.
But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. Okay. Now, you know, during Paul's time, you know, the ancient Greeks and the Roman culture, they put a high value on physical exercise.
Right.
And Paul tells Timothy that the same work and commitment that others put towards physical exercise should be, you know, the same kind of discipline that you pursue when it comes to the pursuit of godliness.
Wow.
And so, you know, when you think of, you know, physical development, you speak to a professional athlete, you know, they're in the gym, like once, twice, three times a day. Hey, like, depending on who you are, you think of the very, the athletes that are very well known. When you listen to their testimony, they say, look, I was in the gym morning, lunch, dinner. They ate the gym. They, you know what I mean? They lived it. Everything that, you know, they were pursuing in life was surrounded by making themselves better physically. And God is telling us in His word that you apply the same discipline to the pursuit of godliness. And so just as they were in the gym in the morning, at lunch and at dinner, you're on your knees praying morning. You're in God's word throughout the day. And the thing is, that's why Paul says there, he says, listen, bodily exercise, it profits little.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that it's not profitable. It's just it profits little. But then he says, but godliness is profitable unto all things.
Wow.
And so Paul instructs Timothy, keep bodily exercise in perspective. Okay, friends? Because the thing is, sometimes we can focus so much on physical things that we neglect the spiritual. And so once again, physical training, it has some value and it can impact one's spirituality, but godliness impacts all things. Wow. The Bible says there that it's not just the promise of life that now is, but even that which is to come.
Correct. Yeah. So technically, hey, it's almost like, hey, let us not just get fixated on the things that are temporal. Yes. Though it is good definitely to take care of your body, because as you said, it does have, it can impact your spiritual life, but let us actually go beyond and not confuse our priorities and make sure that actually that we also pay more attention to our spiritual life as well. That's great. Yeah.
No, thank you. And the thing is, I noticed the word there that was used in 1 Timothy 4:8. It says godliness.
Godliness.
And godliness comes from the English word godlikeness.
Godlikeness.
And so it means to have the character and the attitude of God.
Yes.
And this was the goal and the objective is to be more like Jesus in character.
It reminds me of, I love these words, how they're put together. It reminds me of the word righteousness, which is right doing. It's quite interesting. So godliness is godlikeness.
Yes.
That's great.
And so when it says godliness or godlikeness is profitable unto all things, it doesn't just impact your life in the present, but even for the future as well.
Wow.
And so I just wanted to begin with this just to give us, you know, a good platform to shoot off. Because the thing is, the next point I want to get into is, because you may be listening and you may be a spiritual person. And the question which I would like to ask is, you know, what about those who are spiritual?
Yeah.
You know, they may say, oh, well, you know, this New Year's resolution, I don't need to be more spiritual because I am spiritual. And so I just want to appeal to them in John chapter 8, verse 31. And 32, Fabiana, you can read that for us.
Yes.
Because, John, you know, there are people who actually do not recognize that they need a spiritual resolution because they are spiritual.
Right.
So
okay.
If you could read John 8, 31 and 32.
Yes, it says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Now notice this. Jesus, he's speaking to the Jews which believed on him.
Oh, yeah.
So notice it says, the text doesn't say, Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, be content with my word. No, it says, if you abide or continue, some translation says, the Greek word is meno, to continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Wow.
And the reason why I wanted to bring this across is because, once again, you may be listening and like, I am a spiritual person. But the thing is, the danger is there are many people who are content with their spiritual declension or their spiritual stagnancy, that improving their spiritual life is not in their vocabulary. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, a better spiritual life is not for me. It's for them. Because I go to church, I'm spiritual. I don't need a spiritual resolution. And so it's not for me. But the thing is this, one of the hindrances of spiritual advancement is contentment with spiritual mediocrity.
Ooh la 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 la. Now, there you're touching on a very very sensitive nerve here, because I'm thinking many of us, we say, hey, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I return my tithes and offerings.
Yeah,
I'm a Christian.
So I don't need a spiritual resolution. You see what I mean?
Exactly. And to be honest, especially in this fast-paced world, many of us can just fall into their routine of saying, hey, I go to church. Now and then I read the Bible. I pray, you know, And we just stop right there.
That's right.
But what you're saying is actually, no. We must continue growing.
That's right.
We must continue. I mean, we never arrive, do we?
No.
Okay.
We continue. You never graduate in the Christian walk.
You never graduate.
You just continue to grow.
So you continue becoming more like Christ, right?
Yeah.
No, that's great. Because here's the thing. I really want to appeal to anyone who's listening. One of the greatest danger in a Christian life is to be satisfied with where you're at spiritually. I believe that if there's anything that the enemy can do to stifle our walk with God, or even keep us out of heaven and out of a vibrant relationship with God, is to just make us feel satisfied. We should ever be growing and growing into Christ, growing into godliness, and we should ever be advancing.
Amen. No, thank you. And that's what the text says, friends, is that Jesus, he said it to those who believe on him. And so it's not enough just to receive the word, but you must also continue and abide in his word. And the thing is, if you and I don't continue, the verse 32 says, and you will not come to know the truth that will make you free, because you are content with where you are. When God wants to bring you up higher and still higher. Wow. It reminds me of the Reformation, for those who know Christian history, is that with many of these reformers who came out of the predominant church at that time, the Roman Catholic Church, you find that many of them, you know, they no longer, you know, this, they no longer had the attitude of discovering truth, but they came to the point where they were content with the truth that they had. And I believe in Proverbs chapter 4, I forgot which verse, I believe it's verse 18, where it says that, you know, that it talks about the light, and how you shall come to know the Lord, and how,
Did you say John chapter 4?
No, Proverbs chapter 4.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Which says, by the path of the just is like the shining sun.
Yes.
That shines ever brighter unto the perfect day.
Yes, that's right. And so notice it's like an illustration given of the sun. The sun, it comes up incrementally.
Yes.
Depending on your understanding of, you know, how the world weather.
I'm not going to go there, brother.
Okay. Yes. But the thing is, you know, it happens progressively, and over time, eventually, truth was restored. But it was done progressively.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is that many of these people who were followers of certain reformers, that they became content with no longer discovering truth and more truth, but they were content in defending just the truth that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can get into that that pitfall as well. But Jesus says, continue in my word. And as a result of that, he says, this is what will make you my disciples indeed.
Wow.
Also, I want to share also from the book of Philippians chapter 3.
Yes.
Philippians chapter 3, because, the thing is, usually when it does come to New Year's, often when I listen to sermons, you know, when I go to church in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, I'll get Fabiana to read that, is that people often quote this verse, but I want to give you, I believe, what the right context of this verse in Philippians 3 and verse 13 and 14, Fabiana.
Oh, yes, the Bible says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of your upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
So notice, whenever it comes around to New Year's service, you will always hear this verse. Hey, I just, it's stressed so much.
Amen.
Because it's true. This is what they say. They say, look, see Paul. Paul is saying, forget the past. You know, 2024 is passing away. Just forget those things which are behind you and move forward, right? And now whenever I heard that, I was like, yeah, man, that's true. Amen. You know, put the things, leave 2024 behind. The thing is, when you read Philippians chapter 3, he's not talking about that.
No. In fact, I think he's actually talking about, you know, the fact that he has not yet achieved perfection, isn't it?
Yes.
Interesting.
But the thing is, in verse 5 and verse 6, it talks about how he said, look, I was circumcised on the eighth day. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews. When it came to the law of God, blameless.
Wow.
And so the thing is, when he says leave behind, he's not talking so much about, you know, leaving behind the negative stuff,
right,
but leaving behind all the accomplishments that we kind of give to God and say, look, okay. Righteousness.
Yes, yes, it, yes.
Like,
yes.
So what I'm trying to say is, what can stop us from, you know, accomplishing what God wants us to do in this new year is once again, not just being satisfied with where we are, but also, using our accolades and our accomplishments as a means for, you know, presenting to God, this is my righteousness. Uh-huh. But you know, when you read the Bible in Isaiah 64 verse 6, it says all our righteousness is like filthy rags.
Wow.
And so, you know, when we talk about leaving behind things, as good as it may be to leave behind the past, but also even your accomplishments, because your accomplishments can make your head very big.
Ooh,
to the point where you don't, once again, you don't need you know, spiritual advancement or a spiritual resolution because you already arrived.
Ooh, that's that's dangerous.
And so that's why I wanted to bring up this verse, is that Paul says, look, my accomplishments or my keeping of God's law, righteousness is by faith.
Amen.
And so he I just wanted to share that verse because that just really hit me. But the thing is that now when I move on from this question, I believe we'll be coming to a break very soon.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to hold my thought.
Oh, you're going to hold your thought. All right. Praise God. Hey, let's just, you know, kind of like shift gears a little bit and just allow ourselves to, meditate and, just think about what we have just learned. And yeah, this idea now, this is kind of revolutionary if you think about it.
Mm.
The idea of just saying, you know what? It's not just the past, the negative, behaviors and, you know, the struggles and the challenges that I'm leaving behind. It's actually also my selfishness, my pride, the things that I thought I was doing so as to earn salvation, because that was also a lie.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just pretty much surrendering and yielding to Christ. Wow, what a beautiful thought. Friends, stay with us. We'll be right back shortly. Please, don't go away. We'll be right back.
When your life gets harder and the world gets worse, Jesus has the answers. Do you need the hope that Jesus will bring into your heart? What about your friends, family, or workmates? Faith FM's free offer for you today is a life-changing book called The Great Controversy, filled with stories of hope and encouragement that are guaranteed to draw you closer to Jesus. To receive your free copy of The Great Controversy, go to faithfm.com.au or call us on 1-800-FAITH-FM. That's 1-800-324-843.
And dear friend, I also have a free giveaway for you. You who is listening, please stay with us. We're going to come to a song. And then immediately after the song, I'll let you know how to get this book, Whole Person Health by David Marshall, or one that you really want to have. So here's a song, Now to Him by Acapella.
Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory, to Him be glory, and 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 or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory, to Him and glory, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than ask or imagine.
What a beautiful song. Wow. That was a cappella. Now to him. Oh, friends, welcome back. This is the Faith FM Draft Time. Big Q&A with Fabiano and Fina in the studio.
Yes.
New Year's resolutions has been our theme throughout the whole week, but today's topic is a better spiritual life. Is it possible? And we've already covered quite a good ground. And wow, I want to just share with those who are listening that you can actually claim a free giveaway for today. Whole Person Health. You know, whole person health is a state of complete physical, mental, social, and spiritual well-being, not merely the absence of disease. So you want to know how it is achieved? Get this book by texting SA245 to the number 0488-808-11. Send the code word SA245, SA as in the abbreviation SA for South Australia, then the number 245. So together, SA245, send that to the phone number 0488-808-11. The Faith FM giveaway bot will reply and ask for the necessary details. So yeah, that is the book, Whole Person Health by David Marshall. But let's come back, because I'm interested in what you are sharing about, because you have just shared with us that, yeah, dunamis there in Philippians 3:13, that powerful element in the verse there of what Paul is saying, that he's leaving behind, that is not just, you know, how we tend to think of it, but rather that, hey, there is this idea of crucifying self, self-forgetfulness, pride, and leaving all that behind so we may attain a greater stance in our spiritual life. So, yeah, please resume your conversation there.
Yeah, I want to shift gears here right now, and I want to go to a topic which will probably be even more relevant for some people, is because, you know, whenever we make New Year's resolutions, you know, many times we make them and, you know, the next week or the next day we fail. And we fall. And, you know, I just want to speak to that, because, you know, there are many things that can, you know, stop people from making, you know, resolutions when it comes to their spiritual life. And there may be external factors, there may be internal factors. And, you know, if there's anything I can do to encourage anyone, I just want to, encourage you, you know, that consistency is key.
Consistency.
And, look, I want to go with us to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. I think this is probably one of the biggest ones that, that really hinders people from, going through with their resolutions, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual. Fabiana, if you could read that for us, Proverbs 24, verse 16.
Yes, the Bible says, "For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity."
Man, I don't know if you can relate with that, because one of the things I've personally found when it comes to resolutions is that people, they get discouraged because they fall.
Wow.
And the thing is here, you notice that the text says that a just man, a just man falls seven times and he rises again.
Wow.
But the wicked, they fall by calamity. And so ultimately, if you could like compare the two, what made the difference, Fabiano? What made the difference?
Yeah, it's the fact that they got up, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, so they didn't just stay there.
That's right. And the thing is, many people, they make resolutions and they fall and they're like, okay, this maybe next year, or, you know, maybe it didn't work out, you know, I tried my best. But the thing is, friends, I want to encourage you, you know, don't be discouraged. You know, just keep getting back up again. And I love that text, just because it also, you know, I'm interested in the fact that it says seven times.
Yes.
It doesn't say six or, you know, eight times or nine times, because, you know, in the Bible, when you study numerology, you know, seven is a perfect number. You know, the Sabbath is on the seventh day of the week, Saturday. You know, God perfected creation with the seventh day of the week. You know, Jesus, even in the Gospels, he healed seven times on the Sabbath. It was to be a day of liberation and a day of healing. And what I understand about that is that, friends, there may be something you're struggling with as well that you keep falling on. You know, I don't know what that is. You know what that is.
Yes.
And, you know, it may be personal for each person, but the thing is, I just want to encourage you, but the Bible says that, you know, he fell and he got up seven times, it doesn't mention that he fell again.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that there are certain things that, you know, you will get victory over, but then there are certain things you will struggle with. And once again, you fall, you get back up, you fall, you get back up again. Mm. But I want to encourage you that there will come a time by God's grace, and by us daily surrendering to his will, that you won't fall on that again.
Mm. It's quite interesting because in the Hebrew, I just, yeah, quickly looked at the word fall.
Mm.
And it's, forgive me for those who are not familiar with the language, but it's quite interesting because it's a kar yikto, which is an imperfect, but in the continuous sense to say, so in what we would understand in English to be a future tense. So it's almost saying, it's almost like it's saying that though they may fall over and over in their upright, you know, from their upright position, from their standing, from their moral standing, but they are going to keep rising.
Mm.
So for me, the way I understand this is that it's not the fact that you have fallen, but it's your determination to actually get up that matters.
Resolution.
Resolution. That's it.
See that? Oh, I love that. Thank you for bringing that up, Fabiana. You have this determined resolve. I'm going to get back up and continue to walk.
Yes.
And if there's anything that I've personally found, even in ministry, like ministering and serving people, is that they get just overwhelmed with discouragement. And, you know, they fall and they decide, you know what? I'm not going to do this church thing anymore. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to pray. And so they go. They go out into the world and they try to satisfy the, you know, this longing in their heart, which only God can fill. And they get to a point, just like the prodigal son in Luke 15. He said, you know what? I'm going to go back to my father's house. And you know what, friends? When you come back to God, he's not waiting with a cane. He's not waiting with a, you know, a coat hanger to smack you. Our God is waiting to hug you and to embrace you. And that's what I really love about God, is that when we fall, you know, even when we have gone down our own valleys and, you know, our own routes and decide even not to trust God, you know, God is, he's still waiting for you.
Mm.
And so friends, if you hear the voice of God, don't delay, you know, and if you are discouraged, just get back up again. Okay, friends?
Amen, amen.
And so that's the first thing. Discouragement can really hinder people from, you know, wanting to make a better spiritual life. Mm-hmm. But also, I say our time is getting away, but I'm going to just advance. The second point, you actually find in Philippians chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Philippians 1, 5 and 6, the Bible says, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, notice in verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it, or some translations say finish it, until the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so notice, the thing is, you know, many people wait to the new year to start again. Friends, you can start again right now. You know, and the thing is, you know, when you fall, many people, they begin to, you know, shoot themselves figuratively. They shoot themselves in the foot, or, you know, when we make resolutions, because, you know, sometimes even those resolutions may not be realistic. But imaginary. And so because we do not, you know, see any stark improvements, you know, we begin to self-mutilate ourselves, you know, and we give up, and we kind of speak negative to ourselves. And the thing is, we wait for better opportunities and for better conditions. But, you know, the thing is, and we get discouraged, and the thing is, we end up having this philosophy because, you know, we end up expecting the process to be the outcome rather than the outcome being a process. I'm going to say that again. Is that we expect the process to be the outcome rather than the outcome being a process. I'll describe it another way. I want you to imagine you have a garden bed at home, and if you have a garden bed there, you want to plant a lemon tree. Let's use a lemon tree. And you plant the seed on a Monday. Do you come the next day and expect lemons on the tree?
Oh no.
Why? Why not?
Because that would be pretty much a miracle. That's not how the laws of nature work.
Because lemon trees don't grow in one day.
Correct.
And the thing is, resolutions don't happen in one day either.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, because, you know, we live in a generation, we want an immediate fix. We want it here and now. We're a microwave generation, you know? We put our resolutions in the microwave, and, you know, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, hey, here we go.
Yes.
muggy noodles. But the thing is this, is that many of our New Year's resolutions are that way. And the thing is, I'm trying to stress that, you know, in order for a plant to bear lemons, it takes time, it takes patience, it takes protection, it takes nurturing, cultivation.
Yes.
It's the same thing with your spiritual life. It takes time, friends.
Yes.
You don't go to sleep one day and then wake up, you know, all of a sudden spiritual. You must continue in God's word. The process is not the outcome, but the outcome is a process. Okay?
Wow.
And so these two points, discouragement, but also, you know, thinking that, you know, that the outcome is the process.
Wow.
When really the process is the it's the other way around. I keep getting mixed up.
That's okay.
But the third thing I want to bring up as well, and we're looking at all these things because these are some things that can discourage someone from making spiritual resolutions or even giving up when they have made spiritual resolutions. And the third thing I found is that, you know, oftentimes, you know, the thing is, you know, when you tell someone to stop doing something, because remember, I gave you the definition at the beginning about resolution. It's a firm decision to do something or not to do something.
Yes.
And sometimes we focus on all the things we can't do rather than on the things that we can. So, you know, when you read the Bible in John chapter 5:14, there was a man who had an infirmity for 38 years. And Jesus, he found him in the temple and he said to him, "You are made whole." And he said, "Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you."
Right.
And so what I'm trying to say is, you know, oftentimes, you know, we stress and focus on the prohibition rather than on the things that God has called us to do. You know, I'm encouraged by a quote that I've read from an inspired author that says, "Whatever Christ asks us to renounce, he offers in its stead something better."
True.
So when it comes to the new year and you make a spiritual resolution and you say, look, let's say, you know, I want to lose weight. Yeah. The thing is, God always gives you something better. When it comes to stop eating certain foods,
yes,
God gives you something better. We often focus on the prohibition rather than, you know, and we do harm that way. When we, you know, we can be negligent or irresponsible to tell people stop doing certain things without giving them something better. And so, you know, we talk about discouragement. We talk about the process, that it takes time. It's a daily effort. Paul said, "I die daily." And so it's a daily thing.
Yes.
Daily surrender. But also there's also something better. And so look, the last point I want to make before we come to a close is this idea of, you know, when we make resolutions, you know, is there a point, Fabiana, is there a point beyond which our human will is inadequate? Because, and the reason why I wanted to ask this question is because, you know, we can begin to, you know, psych ourselves up. This year, I'm not going to do this. This year, I'm going to do this. And the thing is, it comes to a point where, once again, like, you fall or you don't live up to those expectations and you get discouraged. And the thing is, you fail to realize that it's a process. And I just wanted to touch on this because the thing is, there's, you know, there's a cooperation that takes place between your human will and divine power. Many times there's a lack of equilibrium or there's an imbalance where we focus more on, I'm going to do this, and we forget God. And so I just want to bring this together, is that, you know, the Bible says, it's very clear in Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible."
That's right.
The Bible says the things which are impossible with men is possible with God. But in Hebrews 11:6, it says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him."
Correct.
"For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." You see, friends, there is a point beyond which our human will is inadequate, because the carnal mind is at enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And so what I'm trying to mention to you is, the thing is, you can make all the resolutions you want, but the thing is, if that resolution is not ingrained in God's will and God's divine power, your resolutions will always fail because there is a point beyond which human will is inadequate. And we need divine intervention. And so this new year, instead of making New Year's resolution, maybe make a life resolution that you're going to serve God, you're going to worship Him, you're going to pray more, you're going to study His word more. But remember, spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Amen. And so there comes a point where you need God's intervention in your life. Mm. And so if that is your desire, I would encourage you, just, you know, wherever you are, surrender your life to God and ask Him to work in and through you to do of His good pleasure.
Amen. Dear friend, thank you. This has been the Faith FM Draft Time Big Q&A with Fabiano in the studio, and our co-host has been Fine
Power.
Amen, amen. Our friend, thank you for tuning in. Now, Nick and Caden will cover the topic, what are some New Year's resolutions worth considering? So please do tune in tomorrow, same time. And friend, may God bless you. And remember that Jesus did say that without Him, we cannot do anything, but with Him, we can do all things.
Amen.
So let Jesus be at the front and in the center of your decision. Let us pray together. Father, we want to thank you for this reminder, especially at this juncture as we are about to step into another year. Father, we want to thank you of how you have led and guided throughout this year. Be with us, Father, as we are now transitioning into a new year. May you lead, may you guide, and may we remember that that God must be in everything that we do and in all of our thoughts. Bless us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.